Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Mr. Herbie Hancock. Thank you.
Kia ora, amigos. Welcome to Musical Journeys in Kia ora, amigas. Out there listening to our show. Muito obrigado pela audiência. E aqui estamos começando mais uma jornada musical essa semana. Recording on Sunday evenings, which is recording live now at 6:45 Sunday. Late afternoon, nice sunny afternoon here. Bit of a breeze out there. And yeah, just recording our weekly Musical Journeys show. So welcome. I'm Rodrigo here, and we just started with Herbie Hancock. That was, if you haven't been following our podcasts, I've been doing a series of Herbie Hancock shows based on his visit to New Zealand recently. And he played a gig in Auckland and one in Wellington just a few weeks ago, a couple of weeks ago probably. And yeah, so I'm doing a bit of a discography on Herbie Hancock, but I'm not that ambitious because I've realized his work spans from 1964 right up to now. So that's a huge body of work to cover, and I'm just kind of covering the main albums and the stuff that I like as well. So we last show we stopped at the 1974, which one was it? The Watermelon Man, that was my last track, and that was from Headhunters, the album. So I've started up with a live recording and a live album actually in Tokyo from 1975, so just a year after Headhunters, and it kind of, to me, it looks like Hancock just came back to that kind of more classic jazz. And we opened up with Maiden Voyage. It was an intro followed up with this kind of Maiden Voyage there track, and that was from this album called Flood, which was recorded in Tokyo in 1975. So we're going to follow this one up with a collaboration with Chick Corea, and this is an album called Choreo Hancock, An Evening with Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock Live. So this is another live one, and that's from 1978, so three years after this Tokyo gig. And this next track, just so you know, it's about, nearly 20 minutes long, so just under 20 minutes, and like a good jazz track should be. So I hope you're enjoying this Musical Journeys, and we at our beautiful 98.1 Raglan Community Radio, Irirangi o Whangaroa. So I'll leave you with Homecoming here, Hancock and Chick Corea. Thank you.
Thank you.
98.1 Raglan Community Radio. Yiri Dungi O Fangaroa. This is Musical Journeys, and we just had this track called Homecoming by Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock in the live recording. That was an album called An Evening with Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock from 1978. And yeah, it was just a duet, basically. I don't know if you can call this a duet, but it was pretty much Hancock and Corea on percussion and Hancock on piano. And yeah, they've recorded an album. And yeah, we just had this track called Homecoming. And this next one, it's called Shiftless Shuffle. And it's from this album from called Direct Step. So this is the late 70s now. And we're well into this kind of transition into electronic and jazz fusion. And a lot of jazz musicians actually did that. Miles Davis himself too ventured into the fusion or jazz fusion modes and a little bit of electronic as well into the 80s. So the next few tracks would be quite a roller coaster ride in terms of rhythms. And there's a lot of, I think I feel by listening to some of this album from the 80s particularly, that Hancock was kind of experimenting with a lot of stuff and rhythms and trying this, trying that. So a lot of, a lot of kind of experimentation, maybe I should say. But anyway, I'll release this new track here. Well, this next track, not a new one. It's from the 79. And yeah, so you're listening to Musical Journeys, and this is a Herbie Hancock special, episode number 3, or this is our third show making this sort of tribute to Herbie Hancock. This one's called Shiftless Shuffle from the album Direct Step, 1979. I'm
take love and comfort from love.
You better bet your love on me.
And superstition's all they trust. Until you've got them right.
Thank you.
98.1 Raglan Community Radio, Yidi Dungi or Whangaroa. You're listening to Musical Journeys, and we just had, if you didn't recognize, My Funny Valentine by Herbie Hancock. And that was from an album called The Piano, which was a solo album that Hancock recorded in Japan, in Tokyo, in 1979. And it was actually only released in Japan. So, and the album that we had before, the very first track of this set was from this album called Direct Step, that was also recorded in Japan by the CBS label. So it kind of shifts a little bit, because Direct Step is a clearly more kind of funky jazz fusion electronic album, and that is followed up by Feats Don't Fail Me Now, which is that was the track after the opening track we had, and that was called You Bet Your Love. So that was another interesting album too, and that was released by, well, recorded under Columbia, the Columbia label, and that was the first album that Hancock actually discarded jazz all along and just focused on more, maybe what the time was called commercial music, you know, a bit more upbeat or electronic, funk, jazz, disco even. Yeah, so that was Feats Don't Fail Me Now. And then we had, so it was kind of an interesting period here in the late 70s for Hancock, because he had all these three recordings, like back-to-back, Direct Step, Feats Don't Fail Me Now, and then The Piano. Yeah, so coming, sort of going back and forth with jazz and disco and funk and electronic. So, yeah, we're going to switch gears here and well into the 80s now with this album called Mr. Hands by Herbie Hancock. And this next track's called Spiraling Prism.
Thank you. Thank you.
Musical Journeys, 98.1 Raglan Community Radio, Ididungio Whangaroa. That was Herbie Hancock with Stable Mates from this album called Herbie Hancock Trio with the legendary Ron Carter and Tony Williams on drums. And then we had Spiraling Prism from Mr. Hands. That was another 80s album. So this last one, Herbie Hancock Trio, was from 1982. And it's got a nice cover, actually. So that is a little comeback to jazz, I suppose, after going into some electronic, funk, and jazz, disco, fusion. Then Hancock came back to jazz with this trio album. And this next one, so we have pretty much three tracks to go before we finish our show. There's a big note here telling me to promote our 30th anniversary gig, our Raglan Community Radio anniversary gig. So that's our 30th anniversary celebration, and will happen next weekend on the 8th of November at 7 p.m. at the Yard. And you can get your tickets at Humanitics, I think. There's a QR code here you can use, but you probably can't use the QR code now, but it is, you can go to Humanitics to get your tickets. Get your tickets at Humanitics. So next weekend, Heavy Lounge Suite, Cornerstone Roots making a bit of a comeback, and then finishing up with Team Squad with the J Ressa. So next weekend at the Yard. But until then, we're going to keep going with Herbie Hancock here, though. And this next one is called Rocket, which is the same name as the restaurant here in Raglan, Rock It. And that is from the Future Shock album. Rocket by Herbie Hancock. This is her Musical Journeys, 98.1 Raglan Community Radio. Irirangi o Whangaroa, Jornadas Musicais. Yeah, that was a pretty funky one, I thought. Rocket. So we're going to finish it up, unfortunately, our journey for this week. And Javier will be back next week with a fresh journey and a new playlist for you. So stay tuned for more. And this show is replayed on Tuesdays on the radio at 98.1 Raglan Community Radio. Then offered as a podcast on Apple and also on raglanradio.com and other podcasting sites as well that I can't remember. And then also played on Free FM over the hill in Kirikiriroa, which is 89.0, on Tuesday nights. I think it's a late night one, like 11 o'clock at night or something. So, yeah, replayed. So it's a little show, but it gets a long way. And I hope you enjoyed and you do enjoy our regular journeys here. So we will finish it up with a very nice, actually, beautiful, I should say, album in collaboration between Herbie Hancock and Fodai Musa Suso. And you'll see what I mean now, because this is a truly special one. And this album was kind of a one-off, I probably should say. And it's from 1985. And yeah, it's a collab with Hancock and Musa Suso from Mali, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, I think we're good to wrap it up. And I'll see you in 2 weeks. So thanks again. And Javier, we'll be back next week. Thank you.
Thank you.